As they followed the one-way system out of Le Bourg, the moon was high, washing its bright, silvery light across the island. So bright, Enzo thought, that it might have been possible to drive without headlights. Elizabeth's large green SUV seemed huge in the narrow streets, but she handled it with an easy confidence, and Enzo felt comfortable in her presence, leaning back against the headrest in the passenger seat, enjoying the sense of giving himself over completely to the control of someone else, an abrogation of all responsibility. They passed a signpost, pointing back the way to Port Blais.
"One day," she said, "if you have time, I'll take you down there and show you where I used to live. For me it is the most beautiful corner of the island."
"Take me now." He glanced across at her. "That's not too much out of our way, is it?"
She smiled.
"No. A 5-minute detour."
She hesitated for only a moment, before swinging the SUV around and taking another route out of town. As they left the tiny conurbation behind them, she turned into a narrow road that wound steeply down the hillside. Enzo caught only occasional glimpses of the ocean before suddenly it opened up ahead of them, moonlight reflecting silver across its unbroken surface. And there, the tiny harbour of Port Lay nestled among the rocks of a natural inlet that cut deep into the side of the hill. A stone-built harbour wall cut across its entrance, leaving only the narrowest of channels for boats to come and go. In the sheltered waters of the inlet, half a dozen small boats were tethered to the quayside, overlooked by a large white house that glowed in the wash of the moon. Elizabeth drew in at the top of the hill where a bridge spanned the beach below.
"It's hard to imagine now those tuna fleets coming in and out of that tiny little harbour. But they did, and the place was alive with activity. I used to sit on the quayside as a little girl, watching them land the catch, waiting for my dad. I knew all those faces. Island faces, red and weathered. Such a hard life, Monsieur MacLeod. We don't realize how lucky we are."
She was lost in momentary reflection.
"But we'll come back another day, and I'll show you my house, if you're interested, and the old fish-processing factory."
She nodded up the hill to the right, where a large building stood dark and empty, the legacy of a way of life gone forever.
"I'd like that."
"It looks better in the sunshine."
She revved the engine, swung across the bridge, turning sharply to the left at the far side, and accelerated up an impossibly narrow street between whitewashed cottages. They cut back through Le Bourg and were soon heading east, along the north coast, to where the road dipped down to the beach at Port Mélite. Enzo closed his eyes, breathing in the scent of the woman at the wheel, allowing the whiskey its freedom to take him where it would. It wasn't until the car drew to a halt that he opened his eyes again, realizing that he had drifted off to sleep.